are a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
So you can be Scroogey and grumpy about the holidays, but there's no escape, folks. And each year we embrace the Christmas madness through music. And there's a lot of holiday music to coax, cajole, or just intimidate you into the Yuletide spirit. This morning, our remix DJ is Jason Segel, who Celeste spoke with a few days ago. He's the star of the new movie The Muppets, as well as How I Met Your Mother, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and Freaks and Geeks. But he's a prolific songwriter as well, which was a jumping-off point to explore the importance of songs, Christmas, and Muppets.
Oh my gosh, this is exciting.
So you and I actually have something in common. We both really like The Muppets.
Yes.
You wrote this movie, which I assume came out of your love for The Muppets and growing up with listening to them sing.
Yes.
And so you had to sing this tune. Let's take a listen.
Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
So, Jason, you had to sing this tune. And I got to ask you, at some point, when did your kind of two realities sort of collide? The reality of your nostalgia for the Muppets, what you had in your mind as these characters that you loved, and then working with them and doing takes and scenes and cuttings over and over and over again.
Yeah. Well, let me start by saying that song was written by Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords. And he was just an absolute perfect match for the movie because they're very Muppety by nature. You know, they're like these two wide-eyed innocents making their way through tough New York, and they're never mean to anybody. It's very Muppety. But, yeah, you know, I always dreamed that someday I would do something involving the Muppets. I never thought it would be in this capacity, you know, writing the movie and producing it and all that. I guess when I did Sarah Marshall and got to work with all those puppets, I started thinking about the Muppets, and I realized that the last movie was 12 years ago, and it just seemed like unjust to me that there was a generation of kids who grew up without a Muppet movie. So I used what little bit of writing juice I had at that time, and I went to Disney, and I pitched bringing back the Muppets, and they sort of laughed at me at first because they thought I was joking, and I explained I was serious, and I don't know, 5 years later, here we are.
Well, you know, I mean, one of the reasons that people may have not taken it seriously is that, you know, the Muppets have had trouble gaining traction since the death of Jim Henson. Do you feel like it's just not the same Muppets anymore?
Oh, I feel like our movie has completely brought back the Muppets to the Muppets we grew up with. Prior to that, I think that the problem was the Muppets are not a franchise or a property. They're a comedy troupe at their best, you know? And I think that when Mr. Henson died, sort of a singular vision was lost, and they became viewed more as a property. And I think they just needed somebody, maybe an outside voice, like myself, to come in and just remind them that, no, in the late 70s, early 80s, the Muppets were dangerous.
Like,
they
true.
Were
they
all
were
over
edgy.
The first season of Saturday Night Live, and they always felt like this controlled chaos that could bubble over at any minute, while at the same time staying so family-friendly. And That's the Muppets that I hope that we've brought back for like a new generation.
Well, I don't know about you, but I grew up playing the John Denver and the Muppets album over and over and over, even if it wasn't close to Christmas. And this is one of the songs that I associate with the Muppets. Take a listen.
On the ninth day of Christmas, nine ladies dancing,
eight maids are looking,
seven want to swimming,
six geese are laying.
So I can pretty much sing this entire song word for word. Did you? I mean, do you associate Muppets with Christmas?
Yes, the Muppets Christmas Carol was one of the movies after Mr. Henson died that I thought they did right. It was really well done.
Well, you know, we're remixing the holidays here, and this is something we do every year. And this year, we kind of wanted to give a suggestion that if you haven't before listened to the Muppets as part of your Christian tradition, maybe you should try. So, I mean, is there anything? I mean, maybe a song out of a Christmas Carol that you associate with the holidays coming from the Muppets?
Well, there's a whole great album. I believe it's called Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah.
I definitely associate with Christmas.
How much alike we are. Perhaps we're long-lost brothers. We even think the same. You know there may be others.
But it was one of my favorite things to watch growing up around Christmas time.
All right, but you know, one of the things I love about the Muppets, and that's actually preserved in the movie that you've just finished with them, the Muppets have this ability, I guess because they're a kind of puppet, perhaps, to be really just directly, innocently, naively sincere and do it in a convincing way that just doesn't seem cheesy. Take a listen.
I don't know if you believe in Christmas, or if you have presents underneath the Christmas tree. But if you believe in love...
I mean, I'm wondering, why. Do you have an answer for that? Why are we, do we accept these kind of, in other cases, in other mouths, schmaltzy sentiments, and they, somehow they seem okay from the Muppets?
I'll tell you why. The Muppets remind us of the best version of ourselves. They're us before, like, the cruel world got hold of us and beat out the sense of wide-eyed wonder, and reality tells us not everything is possible. The Muppets have refused to give in to that. Over 40 years, they still have this idea that we're stronger together than we are apart, and we can accomplish anything as long as we work hard at it, and you should be nice to everybody. And they refuse to let that go. And so I think when you watch The Muppets, you're transported back to a time when you believed that. And it's an important thing to be reminded of every once in a while.
And yet there's another thing that they remind us of, and that's something more like this.
Me, 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 me,
So that would be the Muppets in their absolute goofiest, with Animal and Beaker and the Swedish Chef doing the ringing of the bells. I mean, that kind of goofiness you can get away with the Muppets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Muppets really explore every single type of comedy, because in addition to that, which is just kind of wacky and silly, there's also, like, erudite jokes. I remember an episode of The Muppet Show with Peter Sellers where he went on a long speech about not knowing who Peter Sellers was anymore. And it was this, like, it was the best comedian of our generation having an existential crisis on a kid's show. So they explore every level of comedy. It's really amazing.
All right, so let me ask you. You've just finished this whole movie with the Muppets, fulfilling a childhood dream, which, you know, coincidentally happens to be my own nerd childhood dream. But...
hang out sometime.
Absolutely. But, you know, let me ask you, if you were going to do one more thing, let's say you were doing the modern John Denver. You got to make a Muppets Christmas album. What song would you pick?
Oh, wow. I might do Silent Night. And what I would do is I would just sing Silent Night, you know, the first couple lines of every verse.
Yeah.
And then I would just have the Muppets standing there completely silently and do and do the rest of the verse in total silence until I said Silent Night again.
That I could actually picture that in my head.
It would go like this. Here, just have the guts to leave a little silence, but here's what it would sound like. It would be like, Silent Night. Silent Night. That would be my Muppet song.
That would be Jason Segel meets the Muppets meets John Cage. Jason Segel, star of the newest Muppet movie, as well as, of course, How I Met Your Mother, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and the show that many of us still obsess over, Freaks and Geeks. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays.
Thank you. What a great time. Thanks.
Christmas is coming because he's getting